Welcome to Streetwise with Paul Berry, brought to you by Title Connect, an alliance of the best title agencies in the D.C. metro area. Streetwise has all of the latest and up-to-date information about local and national real estate news and strategies to help you make the right decisions. Now, here with the answers, your realtor and host, Paul Berry.
And we'd like to wish you a very happy holiday period, wherever you might be and however you celebrate. It's a pleasure to have you here on the radio with us here on Streetwise. I'm Paul Berry, your host for the next hour, with some fantastic guests, people who know what they're talking about, because I don't. But they do, and they are part of the real estate. What do I say to you about the real estate market? I say it's made up of wonderful people. People, and you don't know, the only people that you probably know is your broker, maybe, and you certainly know your realtor, but you don't know all the other people. Who designed that building? Who decided to put it there? Who paid for it? Who keeps it safe? Safe. Now, there's an interesting part, isn't it? I think we talk about, let's talk about safe today. And my guests joining me are Jennifer Epstein from Castle Systems and Mark Silverman. They are both, and by the way, folks, I don't know what this, I've never heard of this. I got to tell you, so I'm in the pot with you. They work with Castle Systems, I guess. Is that what do you call it, Jennifer?
Yep. Castle Systems.
Castle Systems. And you're regional director of multifamily at Castle Systems.
Yes.
Mark Silverman, regional director, multifamily at Castle Systems.
We love the big titles.
That's a huge title. What does it mean? What do you do, Mark?
So actually, Paul, you're a Washington institution.
I am.
I nominated Washingtonian as well.
Yeah.
Surprised you haven't heard of Castle. So
I haven't.
People think of Kleenex. So you want a tissue, you go to Kleenex. In commercial buildings in Washington, D.C., D.C. metro area, you want to get in your building, people say, I have my Castle card. I don't know if you have you ever heard that?
I have heard that. This is what we're okay. Which so, is a part of the security system, I presume.
Exactly. So, you know, Castle is a managed security provider. Really, you know, started in Washington in the early 70s, founded by an engineer who had a group of friends with commercial buildings, wanted to centrally manage them. Secure them from one place, and you know, we brought them to the cloud before the cloud was a thing. So there's a gentleman in my office jokes that we're above the cloud.
You're above the cloud. And Jennifer, so, and I'm going to presume now, multifamily means a rental building, for instance, where lots of people live. And
think of your traditional apartment community or condo building. So if you can live in it, we can secure it beyond commercial.
That's got to be, wow, okay. You know, I never think about it. I mean, how do we, look, I'm used to this guy walking around with a bunch of keys who has all the, but things are changing now, right? That's, you use technology at this point, I guess.
Correct. We actually have an app that you can use. We call it Castle Presence. And so you don't need a fob anymore. You can just go to your phone, hit a button and enter the phone that way, or hands-free, keep it in your purse and just walk right through.
Wow. And is that,
it's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. But I mean, is that the latest? Are we? Where are we with this now? Are we at is something else coming in terms of the security?
So it's kind of interesting. So the Internet of Things is prevalent, you know, and yeah, I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the Internet of Things, but
yeah,
they bombard our consumer space. You go to Best Buy or Target or Amazon.com and, you know, this thing connects and I lost my phone. I want my tile. Everything's connected. Then you get to an apartment building. I have a fob. I have a card. I have a code. I have a gentleman with a lot of keys. I have a doorman. Well, it's not really sexy, and it's not really current. So for the first time ever, really, the consumer market's driving the technology in multifamily and commercial real estate.
For security.
For security.
So the thing that I noted as I was kind of reviewing some of the information is that this is state of the art. I mean, we're at the point where security and how it works is just as important as the space and anything else. I want to feel secure when I come in. I want to know that things are working for me, that my stuff is going to be safe, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they also want it to be convenient. So you want to have a safe and secure building, but you want it to be convenient for the person entering and exiting.
So Jennifer, do I still have a key to my apartment or do I not?
Yes. It depends how your apartment works. If you have a mechanical door with a mechanical key, we think that it's better to go use a fob so that we can also do a report and see the entering and exiting of a building if you so choose. If you have a key, there's no reporting. So if somebody owns this building and they want to know where the residents are, how many times they're using the fitness center, then they're able to generate a report that way.
Through the use of the fob.
Correct.
Now, and when we say fob, what are we talking about?
a little piece of plastic on the keychain. So it's funny. You know, my great-grandmother years ago was one of the original residents of the Blair's building in Silver Spring. You know, people in Washington knew it. Back then, security was an amenity. You know, we'd come on in. You know, right. Washington had a lot of challenges, and the real estate market tanked, came back, tanked again, back again. And, you know, security became a necessity because of the market surrounding it. We've now gotten to the point where with technology, with listening to the voice of, you know, the residents, the stakeholders, security is now an amenity. So, you know, the fob, you want a mechanical key, great. But what happens at 2 in the morning? Mm-hmm. You're out in Bethesda. I lost my key. Do I not get into my apartment? Do I not get into my building? Do you have a guy like Snyder from that old, you know, TV show?
Yeah.
He has to come let you in?
Right.
No. So now you can, you know, if you can prove that you are the right person.
You can let me in my apartment.
I can let you in remotely.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. Now, when do... Are we talking about retrofitting buildings now, or are we talking about only when you're putting a new building together that you use this, or how is this generated in the units, the multifamily units?
So it's kind of a great question. So it's both. So one of the things about Castle, both from commercial real estate and multifamily, the buildings we put up that we put systems in 1972, they're still functioning at the latest technological level today because we're constantly updating the infrastructure. It's part of our managed service. So you have an existing building, if it's Castle, you know, easy. Switch out a couple readers, you know, credential everybody appropriately on their phones, it works. An existing building that's not Castle, a few tweaks and twitches and there, and we can retrofit a building. New construction, it's seamless. And we love to work with designers and architects.
And are people demanding that they have this kind of service now? Is this the norm, or is it going to be the norm? Jennifer?
Yes. Properties are trying to figure out how to differentiate themselves. There are so many units coming online. How do you set yourself apart? So, yes, there's a demand on that end. And then it's also a way to make it less expensive to retrofit a building. So instead of having to put a phone system at every door, let's say it's a garden-style community and there's 30 buildings, you don't have to put a phone or an intercom at each building anymore. There's a way to go around it, and it saves owners a lot of money.
This is amazing because I don't think about that. You know, I mean, when I buy the building, when I go into a new apartment, the security is kind of is a given, or it's not a given, but I'm that's not the first thing I think of going in the door, maybe secondary. But now today, I guess maybe people are becoming a lot more security conscious than they ever were. Is that fair?
I think so. But you think about it, so if I'm a young couple, or you know, empty nesters, or somewhere in between, Saturday morning, I want to go find an apartment. I go online. There's a lot of good listing services. Print out 5 pieces of paper. Everybody looks the same. You talk about an amenities race. There's awesome amenities in these buildings. Talk about walkability in Metro. Most properties have that now.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you differentiate? So if one property has access where I can have my phone in my pocket and not have it, you know, not have to take it out to get in my door, front building door, not only will that attract me, but it's going to be cool for my friends. So it's like you buy that nice car. You want your friends to say, wow, look what Jennifer's driving. You know,
sure.
That's what I want. I'm going to pay this the rents.
I'm up to date. I'm with it. I've got the latest.
Exactly.
How big is Castle here? I mean, are you new company, or is this, how long have you been in business?
We've been around since 1972.
Really?
Correct.
You weren't even born in 1972.
No, I wasn't.
But the company has been established, right?
Correct. And we're a national company. We're actually an international company.
Are
we have
you?
An office in Sydney.
Okay.
And we're actually turning on our first commercial system in Dubai shortly.
Right. Yep. All Castle, the same company.
Yep, all Castle.
Using much of the same equipment?
Same infrastructure.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
we,
what
we've
I mean.
Made the technological advances over the years.
Yeah.
But if we put a system in 1972, part of our managed services, we're going to update that system so it works with the latest technology today.
All right. So from a standpoint of a developer or somebody, you know, trying to sell their units, build, you become an integral part of that, saying, look, we got the latest in terms of security. We got the best systems. And so that's going to be something that's going to be attractive to me.
For sure. And if it's a new construction building, we're happy to do a design for them, which can save them a lot of money.
Okay. So that's happening as well.
Right.
Yeah. So you're retro as well as building with starting with new buildings and developing.
Right. If they just give us the blueprints, then we're happy to do some consulting and suggest where we would secure the building and how we would do it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that's a way to earn their business.
How many companies are there like you? Are there
Yeah, it's kind of funny. So, you know, controlled access has been around for a long time. In multifamily, so in commercial real estate, managed service is readily, you know, recognized. Multifamily, not so much. Over the last 10 years or so, the buildings have changed. Think about what you had in before. It was a front door, back door. You had a garage. Now you have in many spaces dog washes and rooftop amenity decks and underground parking and everything in between. So it used to be an electrician finding a couple items at a wholesaler or an integrator, putting them on and saying, good luck to you, and a property runs it themselves. We'll come in now and figure out, what's the flow of the building? You know, this, we worked with the Lauren in downtown Bethesda, mm-hmm. one of the most unique condo properties in Washington. What do they anticipate their owners, you know, feeling like as they walk in? Because security, you know, people don't remember what you say, but they'll always remember how you make them feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, security, it can be an amenity, and it's really not going to be a big talking point. But if you feel safe and you feel kind of cool with what you have, it's going to resonate.
And then your responsibility is to maintain you maintain the security system.
We maintain it. We monitor it. So, you know, we have an operations center in Falls Church, Virginia. You know, all the signals, so elevator phones, fire panels, doors left open. Come to Falls Church. It's not a third-party monitoring.
Right. You do it. The guy that puts a burglar alarm out on the front porch, out in the front yard, is he your competition?
Not necessarily. So we're not in the homes. It's funny, in the multifamily space, we go to the door. We hit that resident doornail, and before we never went that far.
Fascinating stuff. My guest today, Mark Silverman and Jennifer Epstein from Castle Systems. They protect you, folks. Do you know about them? When we come back, we'll find a little bit more about who they really are, where they're from, and why they settled here in Washington, D.C. This is Streetwise. I'm your host, Paul Berry.
In a world ripe with regulatory challenges, there exists a collaborative called Title Connect, an alliance of the leading title companies in the D.C. metro region. Principal members include Clothesline Settlements, Monarch Title, and Capital Title. Licensed in more than 40 states, Alta Best Practices, and with more than 20 fully staffed offices spread across the Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. area, we are always close by. Contact us now at TitleConnect.com for all of your residential and commercial settlement needs. TitleConnect.com. Helping you to understand the nuanced real estate landscape, both nationally and here in the D.C. metro region. Welcome back to Streetwise with your host, the man with the sonorous voice, Mr. Paul Berry.
And my guests are Mark Silverman, Regional Director, Multifamily at Castle Systems, and Jennifer Epstein, Regional Director, Multifamily at Castle Systems. What do you do, Jennifer? I mean, what do you really, really do? I know, you know, I know what
you're starting from the beginning to the end. I don't know if you want to know all that. So I am a business development manager. So my job is to work with developers, owners, property managers, and find a way to secure their building.
Okay.
Whether that's new construction or taking over existing business or, you know, there are a lot of buildings that really need our help. It's the holiday season and a community came to me. Their doors are open at all times. And so packages are being stolen. A long time ago, that wasn't a thing. Now with Amazon, that's happening more and more. So my job is to really help these communities.
And could you stop that?
Yeah. So we are actually looking at Castle Presence, which is our hands-free solution. So as opposed to putting a phone or intercom at all of their buildings, they are going to opt this way. So it's easy for their residents and nice on their bank account.
Yeah. So this is so cool. I mean, that these systems, that we're taking advantage of the new technologies, the new things that we can use. Where are you from?
I'm from Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina. What brought you to Washington?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Was he? You know, when I get an answer like that, Mark, who was the guy?
It's always somebody.
It didn't work out, but here you are, and we're glad you're here.
No, it's more I didn't feel like I was growing personally or professionally anymore, and D.C. is, you know, the place to be for that.
Yeah. Where school did you go to?
University of South Carolina.
Okay, so you're South Carolinian all the way through.
Through and through.
What about you, Mark? Where are you from?
A native Washingtonian, Rockville. I grew up in. Went to Wooten High School.
Yeah. Single, married?
Married. You know, my wife's Emily, two great little kids.
Do you?
Three and seven.
Three and seven. What's their names?
Andrew is my son, seven, and Kate is
That's
three.
That's wonderful. And you're staying in, why Washington, D.C.? Because you were born here? Or you something know, about this town that you like?
I love Washington. Yeah. I left to go to school at Syracuse.
Okay.
And, you know, my grandfather, you know, again, another native Washingtonian, and, you know, was, you know, instrumental in the business community, and he had friends, and somebody said to me, you know, 1998, as I was graduating college, Lenny Levin, you shook his hand, you know you had a deal, and that's why we did business with him, and it kind of resonated, and, you know, I look up to my grandfather, and I kind of stayed in Washington to kind of emulate his success.
Sure. Well, you know, when you do a business like this, you look for ways to grow that business. To do other things because you know the technology, you have the contacts. Are you doing that now?
I wouldn't say that I'm...
No cameras going up all over the place?
Oh, yes. I didn't realize you were talking. So beyond access control, what else do we do?
As a company, and folks, we were talking about it during the break, that you guys are now involved in some of the processes of protecting the city on a larger scale.
Yeah. So we have a program called Capital Shield. Mm-hmm. It's a public-private program that we have put together with MPD. So the Metropolitan Police Department has worked with us, and Chief Lanier, before she left, has a great relationship with our owner, Mark Ein. Mm-hmm. And so they were able to put this together because we really don't have enough cameras around the city. And so we are able to subsidize exterior cameras so that apartment communities, commercial buildings can have these cameras, and they're tied back to the Metropolitan Police Department. So if anything happens, they have a username and passcode, and they can go in and pull the footage.
Well, so they have the right to take a look if something's going on to see, because they do have the password.
They sign an addendum so that they know that they can only see the exterior, and it's only after an incident. They're not just watching the cameras at any time.
Something causes them to take a look.
Correct.
Okay. How widespread is it?
So I think we were trying to get 1,000 cameras, right, Mark?
About 700. So, Paul, have you ever met Mark Ein, our owner?
I don't think so.
Maybe, amazing gentleman. So I was at an event with him recently, and they said, why give? You know, why do things like Capital Shield?
Right, right.
Because we live here.
Yeah.
You know, I could not have come up with an answer like that.
That's a great answer. It's,
So you look at the London bombings, the Boston, you know, they could follow the individuals through public or private cameras.
Yeah.
D.C. had less than 100. So with the Capital Shield program, we're taking properties that wouldn't have the funds to put these cameras up. We'll put them up at a subsidized rate, really donating most of it. And in return, if something happens, then MPD can look. But if an officer is responding to a 911 call, they're not blind.
Yeah.
Somebody at the operations center can see what they see.
It just makes sense. I mean, today, especially since we do have the technology. And I don't buy this business about, oh, somebody's watching me all the time. That's not the point of this. The point of this is to make sure that we can keep you as safe as possible.
Yep.
By making sure if something does happen, we can follow through. And, you know, if somebody's going to try to break, and he knows there's a camera watching, or he's likely to be seen, that's a deterrent, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it
makes if something happens to you, the first thing you're going to say is, was there a camera?
Absolutely.
Who has the footage?
That's right. That's right.
The other people are saying, oh, Big Brother. It's not Big Brother. Somebody's not watching 24/7.
Yeah. No, I think that's, I mean, in the applications, what you're proving here is that with the technology and with innovation, you can come up with a lot of different ways that you can make it a safer place for all of us to live.
Exactly. And that same technology that Capital Shield is a system called Castle Video. You know, the gentleman that created Castle Video was on the team that did the NFL first down line. It's cloud-based video. So the buildings used to have a box somewhere, DVR, NVR.
Right, right.
First time ever, the camera stores the footage itself. Has a smart analytics, looks for a person, vehicle, emotion, or something else you've asked us to look for, notices it, takes a clip, sends it to the cloud where it stores it. At the same time, let's say it's a pool, and it's a pool at 11 o'clock at night, nobody should be there. Camera's going to send a text message or an email alert to somebody on call.
Wow. That's exciting, really.
Property managers like it, and we had a big snow last year.
Yeah.
Property managers could not get to their properties, but I'm sure they were getting big snow bills. Well, they could look at the cameras. Oh, 4 hours? Really? I think you guys were there for 35 minutes. Had a big plow. You got it done quickly. Not 4 hours.
Yeah. And what about with the systems that you use in apartment buildings, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
Does that work for office buildings? I mean, is it the same technology, or can it, or is it being used?
No, it is. So, you know, the office buildings have the camera. You know, office buildings is where Castle really, you know, created itself.
Okay.
But, you know, it's different. So an office building may have a front desk. So we have a visitor management platform. You can, you know, pre-approve visitors. Might have turnstiles. You know, turnstiles is really big in Philadelphia and New York. Mm-hmm. They're coming to Washington. But every system talks to one another. It's funny, you know, our chief technology officer, you know, has helped develop something called Play, P-L-A-I. With this technology, we can integrate with others like Active Directory. So if I'm a commercial office tenant and I have access control with my phone or with my fob and I'm terminated or I leave, you know, for whatever reason, the HR file gets closed, Directory, the credentialing is automatically out.
It doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work anymore.
That's fascinating. So that would happen automatically. Somebody would say, hey, okay, time to turn off the fob. So it doesn't.
Before you'd have to remember to turn off the fob.
Yeah, yeah.
No. And you know, you'd have to get the fob back and you got to hope it's all perfect.
Yeah. No, this is very exciting, I think. Where does D.C. fit in the scheme of things? Are we ahead of the game, behind the curve in terms of how this is happening?
So D.C. really was the originator of managed services for access control.
Okay.
So we're at the forefront. You know, Castle System started in Arlington, Virginia in 72. So from there, you know, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, of course. You know, offices in New York. You know, Houston is a huge market.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. and San Francisco. Philadelphia is very active as well.
Is your business people intensive or not? Or is it equipment intensive?
We make it people intensive.
Okay.
So it's equipment, right? So, you know, access control, you got to put, you know, infrastructure up. That's where we differentiate from everybody else. For us, it's how are we interacting? Are we really an extension of your property manager? Are we making your lives easier? If it's Christmas Eve at 10 p.m. and you can't get in the front door, are we going to come out within, you know, a short period of time and fix it? Or are we going to say, maybe get somebody out. Maybe time and materials. Maybe you pay me overtime. Now, there's no maybe.
Yeah.
You're gonna call. Joe's gonna answer the phone. Joe's been there for 30 years. He's gonna get a technician out, and then we're gonna be out there,
getting it done. What needs to be done? So, what do you see in the future? What's gonna happen next?
You know, that's a pretty good question.
Or what should happen from your perspective? I mean, how does Castle say, okay, we're ready for the next big thing? Or does it work that way? Maybe it doesn't work that way in terms of security.
I think I'm too low on the totem pole for them to tell me.
Well, you know what I was saying, guys? Look, we all know that if you discover something and it works, the bad guys are working hard to discover what's next that keeps it from working. And I'm not sure that they can defeat this. I'm not sure they're able to defeat
it. Yeah, I don't know if there's a next big thing. So, you know, our customers, you know, they're going to tell us, you know, where they want. So they wanted, you know, the phone and the mobile access. And, you know, we've heard and we're delivering. But really, you know, if we deliver a hospitality level customer service experience, that's the big thing. So if we're helping you get from where you are to where you want to be and keeping you there and you feel great about it, you know, JD Power certified, then there's no magic bullet. There's no...
Yeah.
Nothing's going to, you know, change the industry. It's, you know, we're your partner. And, you know, it's that customer service experience that's really going to help us get there.
If somebody wants to know more about Castle and about you and talk to you and reach out to you, how do they do that?
They can call me. They can email me. I'm nervous to just put it out there to the world.
Give us your corporate address.
If you just go to www.castle, and Castle's with a K, .com, then we have a great marketing team, and they will make sure that they give us the lead.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and you know, actually, if you're on LinkedIn, you know, please seek Jennifer and myself out on LinkedIn. So Mark with a C, Mark Silverman and Jennifer Epstein.
Well, Jennifer is beautiful. That's why she's not putting it out there. Mark, he's a good.
Look at her on LinkedIn. You'll want to swipe.
Thanks so much, folks, for being with us. A pleasure to talk with you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You too.
All right, and see you next time.
Okay. Definitely.
This is Streetwise. Coming up next, what about this market? What's happening?